Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, says the Gemara Yibayilahu. Bailas Hegedu Bailas HaMaimer. In a case where two Yevamos fall to a Yavam, and he gave one of them a get, and he did Maimer with the other, so now the Shaila is which Chalitza will be considered the Chalitza Ma'aliyah? Should you do Maimer? So is the man Kedemes, which one does he do Chalitza to? Bailas Heged Adifa, do we say it's better that he does Chalitza with the Bailas Heged Mishum de Ischaba Bechalitza? Because he already started with her Chalitza by giving her a get, and now all he needs to do is Chalitza, as opposed to the Bailas HaMaimer. Well, besides Chalitza, he's also going to have to give her a get. Aydilma Bailas Maimer Adifa Mishum de Krei Vilabia, or maybe the Chalitza that he does to the Bailas HaMaimer is better, because she's closer to Bia, and therefore the Zika is stronger, and Afal Pikein, the Chalitza works. So Amar of Ashita Shema, I'll bring you a Rai from a Sugyan and Aleph, where there it says that even though in Get Acher Get, Vei Maimer Acher Maimer, Umaydir Rabbi Gamliel, Sheyesh Get Acher Maimer, Umaimer Acher Get. Rabbi Gamliel's maskim, he's Maida, that there is Get after Maimer, and Maimer after a Get. Meaning if he already gave one Yavama again, and he gives now another one, he does Maimer with another, so that does aser him to her relatives. And same if he does get after Maimer, the sugya really for later on in Aleph and Aleph. But Al Kapanu Linyan Enu, so says Rav Ashi, that wait a second, I get adif leilahani Maimer abasrei, vi Maimer adif leilahani get abasrei. If get is stronger, so then the Maimer afterwards shouldn't accomplish anything. And if Maimer is stronger, so then the get afterwards shouldn't accomplish anything. Elav shmamino ki adodinenu shmamino. It must be, you see from here, that they're really the same strength, and therefore when it comes to our sugya, when it comes to which one to do chalitza to, the Bailas Heged or the Bailas HaMaimer, the answer is that it's exactly the same. So whichever one he does chalitza to, that will then pat to the tzara. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, new sugya, says Rav, that shtei achayos yivamay shenafu lufnei yavam echad. Let's say you have two sisters that fall to a Yavam. So you have two, Reuven and Shimon, were married to Rachel and to Leah, Reuven to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls to Levi. And then Shimon dies, and now Leah falls to Levi. So two sisters fell to Levi. The halacha is chalitza rishayna hutra, he does chalitza to Rachel, and that will be matter her. Chalitza shniya hutra, he does chalitza to Leah, and that will be matter her. Let's say mesa rishayna, let's say Rachel then dies before he did any chalitza. Rachel dies, and now it's just Leah in front of him. So mutter b'shnia, so Levi is going to be allowed to be miyabim Leia, even though at the shas nefila she was aser to him because she was achisiku kasoi. Doesn't matter now that that iser went away because Rachel died. So now Levi is allowed to be miyabim her. And needless to say that if Leah dies, so Levi is going to be mutter to Rachel, to the first sister that fell. That one's more obvious, mishum dehavi yivamu shutra v'neser v'chazav v'hutra, because she's yivamu that originally was mutter at the shas nefila. She was the only one that fell, so she was mutter. Then once Shimon died and Leah fell, so then Rachel became aser. But then Leah died, so now she's really back in her state of heter. The halacha in such a case is tachzer lehetiver harishayin, that we give her back her original heter, and therefore for Levi could be miyabim Rachel. That's more obvious. The chiddush of Rav was even in the other case. Even in the case where Rachel dies, it's going to be mutter for Levi to be miyabim Leah. Rabbi Yechonon disagrees. He says that no, Mesa Shnia, I'm asking to you. If Leah dies, yes, mutter b'rishayna, Levi could be miyabim Rachel. Avo Mesa Rishayna, but if Rachel dies, so then aser b'shnia, Levi's not going to be allowed to be miyabim Leah. My time, why not? Says the Gemara, the reason that we spoke out, the chiddush of Rav, is the reason why Rabbi Yechonon argues, shekol yavam because there's a cloud that any time at the Shas Nefila the Yavama was Aser, you couldn't say about her that her Yavam should be together with her, she should be Miyabim her, because she was Aser B'Shas Nefila. So then Mamela, her Eishas Ach never goes away, and she's always going to be Aser, even if the reason for her Iser goes away, she's always going to remain with the Yisr of Eishas Ach. So in our case, since at the Shas Nefila, Leah was Aser to Levi because of Achizikuk Asai, so even though that Yisr then later goes away because Rachel dies, that Yisr is going to always remain and she's always going to be Aser, she's never going to get rid of her Eishas Ach. So that's why Rabbi Yechonon argues. Now ask the Gemara of Rav Leslie Haisvara, does Rav not hold of that klal? V'amar Rav, kol Yisha Sheinan Yikarir b'Shas Nefila Yivama Yavaya Leah, Rik Eishas Ach Sheish Labanim V'Asura. Rav, we know, said over this klal. Now the case of Rav was talking about a case when he said over remember this klal, he was discussing a case where Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah, and Levi was just a third brother. So Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. Reuven died, so now Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Now she doesn't really fall to Shimon because Shimon's married to her sister. Shimon's married to Leah. So she only really falls to Levi. Let's say before Levi does Chalitza or Yibam, Shimon's wife Leah then dies. So now technically Rachel is mutter to Shimon. But since at the Shas Nefila, Rachel was usher to Shimon else Achis Isha, so then she remains with the Ereser and she never becomes mutter. That was where Rav said this klal. So you see, Rav also holds of this klal that since at the Shas Nefila she was usher, that Isser never goes away. So says the Gemara to be mechalik that no, hanimila hecha dekoy ba'apa Isser Achis Isha de Ereser. It was only in that case where there was an Isser de Ereser of Achis Isha, so then Rav says, ah, oh, she was Nestor at the Shas Nefila and she's always going to be usher. Aval hacha zika de Rabbanani. But in our case, on Chavzayinim Abayz, in our case, when Leah fell to Yibam, it's true she was Aser, but it wasn't that she was an Erva, she wasn't an Isser Daraisa, it was just Achay Zekukasa in Isser Darabanan. So Mamela, once the reason for that Isser goes away, because Rachel dies, so it's going to be Mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Leah.